catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Tuesday morning. I'm Aaliyah Lydon, and this is The Point from WUFT News. The NPR investigation is showing the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is disproportionately selling homes in flood-prone areas, with Florida seeing the highest number of these homes sold. I spoke with WUSF's Steve Newborn about how more than 500 were sold in the state in the past few years, with 112 in the greater Tampa Bay region.
I was asked by NPR to localize a story. They came up with the idea of looking at HUD nationwide. HUD is the Housing and Urban Development, the federal government agency that deals with housing. And they had come across some information that HUD was selling a disproportionate number of homes in floodplains. These are areas that are subject to flooding and are usually in evacuation zones. And they had come across a bunch of figures that said a high percentage of homes that HUD was reselling, mostly through foreclosures, were in floodplains, were kind of dangerous places. Well, not dangerous so much, but they're at risk for flooding, storm surge. And with climate change happening and rising sea levels, this is only bound to be a bigger problem as time goes on. So I was asked to kind of localize it. And what I did was I got an Excel spreadsheet from them that showed some of the homes here in the Tampa Bay area. So I chose about 24 homes that were along the Gulf Coast in Pinellas and Pasco counties, fronting along the coast there, chartered areas that were in floodplains that were, you know, next to canals, that sort of thing. And, you know, I went on a couple of weekends. This figured to be the best time to get a hold of people. And I knocked on a lot of doors. Well, I got a few answers. Most of these homes were empty or people weren't at home or they didn't want to talk to me. You know, lo and behold, you have some stranger knocking on your door. I can understand that, holding a boom mic, sticking in their face, right? So I ended up I got about three interviews, and every one of them told me that they were not aware when they bought the homes that these were in floodplains. They weren't told they were in floodplains. They were not told that they had to get flood insurance, which can be expensive if you're in a flood zone. So this kind of reinforced the whole NPR investigation that they found in a lot of states that this is happening. People are being sold homes in floodplains, and a lot of times they're not being told. So that's really what I found.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the experience going to these homes?
Yeah, most of them were very working class homes. These were not waterfront mansions by any stretch of the imagination. The majority of them, saw a couple of good ones. The majority of them were one-story concrete block homes in rather low-income areas. I'm being charitable here. One that looked very good on a map. It was like a mile from a state park that bordered on the Gulf in Pasco County. You'd think looking on the map would be a nice neighborhood, but it was kind of run down, right? And I went there on a sunny day, and there was water in the street. So obviously they're having flooding problems, you know? And I went knocking in the door, and the guy told me, we didn't buy the home from HUD, and we didn't know we were in a flood zone. So a lot of these homes that were on this list had been resold, which is still part of the problem. It shows that HUD is exacerbating the problem by reselling these homes to people who then resell them again. And the business of selling homes in floodplains that are prone to floods and can get people in a lot of trouble. Because these were not high-income folks for the most part. If they had a flood, they'd be in financial trouble.
And is there anything interesting you discovered that just didn't make the cut in the story?
Not really. But one thing I do want to add to that is a lot of state programs buy these homes. In Louisiana and New Jersey in particular, in low-lying areas, the state is buying these homes that are prone to flooding instead of having these people pay massive flood insurance premiums and then having reimbursed them. They are dealing with the problem proactively by buying these homes and demolishing them and returning them to a natural state. And what NPR is doing here is totally against that. And so you have, on one hand, the state doing one thing and the federal government doing another thing. One hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well.
And what would you say is the significance or biggest takeaway of this story?
All right, the biggest takeaway is that the federal government, I don't think they know they're doing this, but we're trying to shine a light into a practice that a lot of people believe should be ended, right? The agency has not fully disclosed the potential danger to people who are buying the homes and the advertisements that they put up to sell the homes. They did not state that they were in floodplains, prone to floods.
And is there anything else you'd like to add or feel people should know about?
The buyer beware. Be careful when you buy a home.
That was WUSF's Steve Newborn on Florida being a hotspot for government homes sold in flood-prone areas. Now, let's get into some other top headlines. Governor Ron DeSantis is threatening to fine cities and counties thousands of dollars if they implement a vaccine mandate for their employees. Politico reports that at least three Florida counties and cities have required their workers to be vaccinated. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings says his county is prepared to challenge any state actions in court and that he will not do anything that will adversely affect the safety of his community. It's not clear yet on how quickly the state will establish rules calling for fines against cities and counties. Parents are asking the Florida Supreme Court to take up the case involving the governor's effort to ban mask mandates in schools. According to WFSU, this move came hours after an appeals court reinstated a stay on a ruling to keep mandates in place. This move effectively paves the way for the state to keep punishing districts with mask mandates with financial penalties. There are currently more than a dozen school districts with mask mandates in Florida. 4 years ago, manatees were declared no longer endangered, but a report from WMFE shows they are now dying at a record pace. During 2021, 937 manatees have died in Florida. This is more than double the five-year annual average, and it's 9 months into the year. The loss represents 10% of the animal's population in the state, which is estimated to be 8,810. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Aaliyah Leiden, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great day.